brother George, the richest man in town.
Welcome back, and Happy New Year from Strictly Striper. Hope everyone had a great Christmas and a great 2010 in general.
I just had to start the show with that clip there. That's from It's a Wonderful Life, and that is one of my all-time favorite holiday movies, and it gets played in my house every year, as I'm sure it probably does in some of yours. So there you go.
We're looking for a great year this year for everyone, I hope, but Striper fans will definitely be having a good year this year. We've been telling you all year long last year about the covering, and it looks like we finally have an official release date of February 1st for the covering. And let's kick things off with this new year with the first single we heard back in October. The guys let this loose on iTunes for us all to enjoy, and this was the first lead-off single. We played it a few times, and we're going to play it again. So let's kick things off this new year with Striper's version of Heaven and Hell.
We'll be right back.
I just can't get tired of that song. Been cranking that one for 3 months. And you're going to hear it a lot this year on Strictly Striper, so hope you like that one. I sure do. But we're going to debut another brand new song off of the covering that the band just released to iTunes at the end of December here, and we're going to play that a little further into the show for you. And it's actually a killer version of Carry On My Wayward Son, and we're going to hear a lot more of that album as we go along, and a couple more Striper items of news that we'll talk about as we get going here. But let's get back into some more music here and play some more Striper for you this year, okay? Here you go. That to wake you up here this New Year's Eve from Wrong to Right from Striper. That sound a little different than the normal version you might be hearing or have heard on Yellow and Black Attack? It should. That's actually an early demo version. That was actually taken off the Rox Regime demo CD. Another really cool item the guys put out here in later years. And a hard rocking one at that. And I played that one for a reason. because I'm going to tie that one right into our collectible of the month this month. This month's collectible of the month comes to us by way of Larry Bolin. Larry Bolin's a Southern California person now here. He's a Striper fan, collector, and a photographer. Took a bunch of photos back in the day. And he shared this really cool Rocks Regime item with us here. And you can take a look at it over at strictlystriper.com. This is actually a ticket stub. It's a very early ticket stub. This is a ticket stub from a show in Pasadena in 1982 when the guys were still going by Rocks Regime at the time, and this show actually was a Battle of the Bands type show in the city of Pasadena at a club called Pookie's. I'm from this area, and I don't even really remember that Pookie's myself, so this got to be an old one. Admission was $4.50. The guys came on stage at 9:10 p.m., and a really cool collectible. And thank you, Larry, for sharing that with us. And if you head over to strictlystriper.com, you can take a little glimpse at that Rocks Regime ticket stub from 1982. How about another cool Striper news item for you out there? You know, we've been talking about the covering, and we said we've now got a release date of February 1st for the covering, so we're highly anticipating that album. We've got the guy saying that they're going to be touring this year at some point, and I am definitely looking forward to that, as I'm sure many of you out there are. The guys just announced that they're doing a one-off special show on January 15th this year at the House of Blues in Anaheim, California, right in my neck of the woods. Lucky me. So I will be there. This is a special show that's actually in conjunction with the guys being out here at NAMM, I believe. And while they're at the NAMM show, Line 6 is actually going to be out here supplying all the tones and equipment for the guys. So House of Blues, Anaheim, January 15th. If you can make it to that show, you'll definitely want to get out there and check that show out. And again, that's just a one-off. Be a nice little warm-up for me. And as we anticipate that tour coming around this year. All right, since we're talking about live, let's get into something that we haven't actually touched on in the show before. We're going to play you a couple of live tracks back-to-back and really keep the music going this episode here to kick off this new year. We're going to play you two live tracks off of a special Sony compilation that came out back in 2006. It was called Extended Versions. There's a lot of different bands in this series. It was really cool to see Striper actually getting their own extended versions here. And we're going to jump into a couple of live tracks back-to-back here. Here you go. Check them out.
Does anyone remember this one? This goes back 20 years, 1983. Won't you open up your heart and let me come inside? Please let the loving start to climb.
Tell you of your charms all night.
inside. Please let the loving start to climb. I will take you in my arms, and I will hold you tight. You won't be lonely tonight.
Try this one now, see if we can do it. One, two, one, two, three.
I reach out, you reach out, he'll reach out today.
Empty time, singing boys, drowning in the dark.
Some pretty cool live tracks there, huh? We had You Won't Be Lonely and Reach Out. Again, that was extended versions. And as we were playing those, I was looking through the liner notes, and I was actually looking at the other titles. And I thought, you know what? I think I have some other ones of these in my collection. I went out there, and I had one, Crocus. Remember those guys? But there's a ton of these extended version titles out there. You know, I see a bunch of good stuff on here. Tesla, Slaughter, Motorhead, all kinds of good stuff. But back to the Striper. We played again You Won't Be Lonely and Reach Out off of this extended versions. And these are actually recorded November 11th, 2003 at an Earthlink show at Live in Atlanta, Georgia. And actually, these are tracks that are on the 7 Weeks Live. If you have 7 Weeks Live, you've got these tracks already. So the exception is You Won't Be Lonely. Now, You Won't Be Lonely actually came from the same show, but it is not on 7 Weeks Live. So the only way to get that one is extended version. So if you're the adamant collector and you don't have extended versions because you think it's the 7 Weeks Live, you'll want to pick it up just for that one song. All right, let's jump right into now. How about our Strictly Striper side order for the month? I was looking to see what projects came out. Side projects came from the guys in 2010, and we had Oz playing on that Bloodgood Metal Missionaries demo where they did a new track there. So hopefully we'll see a new album from Bloodgood in 2011 here coming up. The only other project, late 2009, early 2010, we started playing a couple tracks off of Tim Gaines' solo album, Breakfast at Timothy's. It was a great solo album, and I'm hoping that he got a great response from it. I know we did, and we loved it here, and we've been playing it on and off throughout the year. And I think we're going to jump back to that one for a few minutes and play a little bit of a rocker off of that album. I don't think we played this track yet on the show. Let's play this track here called Rock Fiesta.
Thank you.
That was a pretty cool tune, huh? If you haven't picked that up yet, I encourage you to go to Tim's website, timothygaines.com, and pick that up. Breakfast at Timothy's, great CD. Quite the bass player there, Tim is, isn't he? And quite a bass-heavy album for an instrumental, as it so well should be. Great album, Tim. Thanks. Hopefully we can get some more solo stuff from you like that in the future, because I, for one, enjoy it. While we were playing that, I was actually over at timothygaines.com a little bit, checking it out. He's got an awesome new website. If you haven't checked it out, I encourage you to go over to timothygaines.com and check out his solo website there. And there's a cool listing in there of all his recordings, and I'm seeing a couple of things that we haven't featured yet in here. Something from 2009, he recorded with Kimberly Dom, and 2008 with Brett Williams, 2008 with Brian Duncan. I had knew some of these things, but we haven't played them yet on the show. So we're going to try and track down a few of these things, and I think we're going to feature some more Tim Gaines projects for our Strictly Stripers side orders coming up in February, okay? A couple more things for you tonight for the show. We're going to jump into another Striper song here real quick. January's great, great month. We told you Striper's going to be playing January 15th, February 1st. The new album, The Covering's coming out. Lots of good stuff going on for the Striper fan. So excited about that. Same time, January's kind of a sad time for me, just a time of reflection, I guess you could say. I always reflect back around January 15th. It was my grandfather's birthday, and I look back and I think of all the good memories I had of him. He passed away a little bit too early in my eyes. I don't know about you guys, but music has always been a big part of my life, and anytime there's anything been traumatic or even on the other end of the spectrum, something great, something phenomenal. It seems like I can always relate to a song, you know, and I think a lot of you listening to this show that are Striper fans, whether it's the music or the message, somehow the band's probably had an impact on you through the years. And one song I always reflect back on around this time of year when I'm thinking about him is a song off of In God We Trust, and it's a perfect fitting song for kind of the way I'm feeling sometimes this time of year.
Once upon a lonely mile,
That was Lonely off of In God We Trust. Great song from another great album from the guys. One thing about Stryper, as you guys probably all well know, is that they were very versatile songwriters, and they could actually make a great song that would reflect either on maybe a personal relationship, or it could have been your personal relationship with God, or a personal relationship with your spouse, or a loved one. Very multi-dimensional meanings in their songs, which was always very cool. I always thought that was awesome. Well, we're going to do one more song here to end the night. We've been telling you through the teases through the month and getting ready for the show that we are going to debut another brand new song off of The Covering. This one was just released off of iTunes, and we are going to debut it for you here right now. Carry On My Wayward Son, Stryper style.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more. Just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a blind man. I hear the voices when I'm
Wow. Was that not cool or what? Two songs we got now. Heaven and Hell and Carry On My Wayward Son. By the time you get to the February episode, we're going to have that whole album, and we're going to have a... We'll try and debut a couple new tracks in the February episode here. So that was it for this month. Happy New Year to all. We wish you a great January, a great 2011. Lots of things in store for Striper fans, and we hope you guys all have a great year this year. So thank you very much for joining Strictly Striper. We'll see you next time. Yeah.